Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullist, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The Story Behind the Song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho Seok, Park Jimin, Kim Taeyang, Jung Jungkook, standing BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
And what a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast.
Yep, that's right. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, can we just talk about Hobie's huge bulge in his In My Feelings challenge? Because I feel like I'm the only one who noticed.
Or I haven't done BTS related things in a week and it may actually be killing me.
Then you're in the right place.
Yes.
So welcome, guys. We're glad to have you back. We're glad to be back this week.
Mm-hmm.
But before we really get into this episode, I feel like we need to talk about what happened last week.
Yeah. We don't want to, but we're going to address it.
We need to. Yeah. So if you're not on like Stan Twitter or Instagram, or if you don't follow us on there, you might not know, but last week, like Wednesday night, a few very large social media accounts on Twitter and Instagram posted our intro song, making fun of how BTS names were pronounced. And that song was made by, as we said in an earlier podcast, by Brittany, Bethany's older sister. It was just, we received a lot of hate from it.
Yeah, it was really crappy. I think the biggest challenge of it was is like, I don't think anyone was listening past the intro. Mm-hmm. So they didn't really understand like what a podcast is and why we're here and what we're doing. So that was frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, my sister is into BTS, but she's not like religious BTS stans like we are. So mm-hmm. we know how to pronounce their names. But when she did this song, we were just grateful that she did the song and she put a lot of work into it. So we were like, we're not going to make her re-record it.
Yeah, and somebody on our website, our host site, posted a comment like months ago saying some of the names are pronounced wrong in the intro, but the podcast is great anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we like knew about it, but we were like, it's not that big of a deal.
It's
and we
whatever.
Even, mm-hmm. We even had a Korean listener reach out to us last week when in the midst of all of this saying, I think the pronunciation is fine.
Yeah, we had two Korean listeners who said that. They're like, it's not a big deal. You don't speak Korean. Like,
so it really hurt our feelings and it really broke our confidence for a while.
Yeah, a little bit. I've been really stressed out because this is the week of my big exam.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't handle these kind of things well. I already have really bad anxiety. And I was already having huge anxiety from this test. So when this happened, I was like, nope, not dealing with it. I deleted my Instagram. Well, I didn't delete like my actual personal Instagram mm-hmm. or anything. I just deleted the apps, which mm-hmm. honestly, I needed to because it's allowed me to really focus this past week. So mm-hmm. I've been really disconnected from the BTS world.
Yeah.
And Some people might think that's extreme, but honestly, it's just social media. So I'm like, whatever, I can live without it. Honestly, it's the best thing for me right now. Mm-hmm. So I feel bad for being, you know, MIA for a little bit. Yeah. Sorry to all of our Instagram people. Although, Kayla, I hear that you have been posting, which is...
I've been trying to post. I know, like, when we first started the account, we both posted all the time, but now it's really just kind of become, like, mostly you. And I'll post once a week for, like, the episode update. But yeah, you needed to do that. I feel like it was just all too much. And if you still had the apps on your phone, you would have just become like obsessive with looking for what people were saying and reading all the hateful comments and like,
and there's no point in reading them. No. I mean, there really isn't.
So,
but I kind of felt like this was going to happen at some point. I mean, we started to get a little, I'm not going to say we're big or anything. We're not, but we were getting more recognition and that alone was giving me anxiety because I was like, someone is going to say something. And with how Army is, like, it's going to go viral at some point. And it and it did. And it was hard. But we've overcome it. And we're like, whatever. We're whatever about it now, honestly.
I mean, the morning that I tweeted about it, I had decided, like, I think when we saw everything happening on social media, we, you know, we weren't replying to the tweets. We weren't going to really address it. We were hoping that it was going to blow over. And then the next morning I woke up and I saw it posted by a huge account on Twitter with like 30, almost 40,000 followers.
Ugh.
And that was like so, so hard.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, we never thought that we'd be recognized by, like, those big stan accounts who seem to have so much sway and power. So to, one, be recognized, but at the same time be so ridiculed and to see, like, thousands of likes and retweets and, like, replies in agreement was really tough.
Yeah.
But tweeting about it, and subsequently, I posted the tweet on Instagram. That was really like the best decision that I made during that whole period of time. It was like 3 or 4 days where we were still feeling really bad about it. And during that time, because I posted about it, you guys came through with so much love and support, like from all angles. And
really, yeah,
it really helped to like melt away the pain and the hurt and anxiety and stress that we felt. And you guys really got us through that and showed us love and courage when we really felt like we didn't have any.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for that. And since I had deleted my apps, Kayla was sending me all the amazing things that you guys were saying. And it really was helpful because no matter what you do, you're going to get hate no matter what. And so it was hard to kind of see those comments, but to see that we've even reached a couple people who really enjoyed the podcast, that's all that really matters to us. I mean, it's not, that's all we really want from it. And we've gotten to meet so many, well, not meet, but talk to so many awesome, amazing armies out there. So really, thank you guys for all of your encouraging words. One of the ones that was really surprising to me was there's a listener in Canada and her name is Rebecca, and she had not reached out to us before until this happened. And she emailed us, and she's, I think, 14, but she says that her parents are really strict. They won't even let her have a phone. And so she has an iPod Nano that she's able to listen to the podcast. But her parents apparently really don't like BTS, and they only allow like 3 BTS songs for her to listen to or something. So the podcast is really the only way for her to be updated on BTS news, which is crazy to me. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, Kayla, we have to keep doing this podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as we're helping one or two or three people to stay connected in the BTS world and find some sort of enjoyment out of it, then fuck it. Let's keep doing it.
Yeah. I mean, we fucking love doing this.
I mean, we never for a second really thought that we would ever stop. It was just really kind of like, oh, this is happening and we don't really know what to do about it.
Yeah. But what we've now decided to do about it, we've decided to re-record our intro with us singing instead of keeping Brit's original, just to make it a little more personal to us and do a little name pronunciation correction. So that will happen on next week's episode.
Yeah. So you guys will hear the new and improved intro, I guess. Although, you guys really like the intro. I have a friend who She does not like BTS at all, but she loves and supports me. So she's like, sometimes I'll just go and listen to the intro because she likes the intro.
Yeah, it's good.
And so we have gotten a lot of praise for the intro, so we'll keep it the same. It'll just be Kayla and I singing. So I'm excited. We're going to record that this coming weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. Another little bit of news is we decided to set up a Patreon and a PayPal account. So if you don't know, Patreon is a platform that content creators use to collect donations from the people that consume their content, which is you guys. Like we said last week, it is a lot of work making this weekly podcast. And while we love doing it, it can feel like a part-time job, especially, especially last week with all that shit. Like, it's stressful. This is a free podcast. It will always be a free podcast because we want anybody to be able to listen to it. However, if you would like to support us further, you can become a subscriber on our Patreon account and donate monthly, either $1, $5, $10, or really any amount of your choice. And we also have a PayPal set up where you can send us one-time donations. We would, I mean, super love and appreciate anything that you guys would do. It would just blow us away. And links for both of those will be in the description.
Yeah, we've thought long and hard about this because we're like, well, we don't want to make money off of BTS. Like, that's not what we want. But it's also like, well, if it's based on donations, it's not really causing any harm. So we're just, you know, we do have to pay for our Podbean is the host site that we use. And so we have to pay monthly to be able to upload and things like that. And so, and like the programs and the microphones and just all of that. And really just the time consumption that goes into it. So, I mean, donations are appreciated.
And I mean, if you buy artwork from an artist, you pay them for their work. So, you know, we're kind of, we're content creators. So I don't feel that it's like overstepping a boundary to put that out there.
No, it's not. I think it's just me. I get weird with money. I get really weird with it. But it is a donation thing, so I'm a little bit more okay with it.
Yeah, so if you guys want to do that, that would be super fucking awesome. So I guess now we're going to get into like the meat and bones of this episode. But stick around until the end of the episode for a special message from a listener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this episode, we decided to do trivia.
Yes.
Which is super exciting because we actually way long ago did a trivia episode and then we never uploaded it because it just, I don't even know. It was like a backup plan.
Yeah.
But it was so far ago that all of the sound levels, the sound quality, the microphones used, totally different from what we're doing now. Yeah. So we're like, let's redo it.
Yeah.
And let's show everyone that we fucking know BTS and what the fuck we're talking about.
Why do we have this fucking platform? Because we know BTS.
But this is also really, really great because all of you guys will get to play along. And you also might learn a thing or two along the way, just like Kayla and I will.
Yeah. Okay, so we have four quizzes today that we're going to talk about. And the first one is from SBS.com, and it is called Quiz, the Impossible BTS Music Video Quiz. So this quiz has like a, I don't know, obscure picture from a music video, and then it gives you options for which one it could be. So
yeah, we'll have to describe the picture.
Yeah, let's see what we can do.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to start or you want me to start?
I'll start. Bethany, where is this moment from? And it looks like it's like a chain link fence and a shoulder that has a leather jacket on it and a piece of a hoodie.
I totally know this one because it's V. And it's definitely from I Need You. I know this because this is where he's like standing against a fence and I think he might have like a stick or something and he like throws it down or something, but he looks real frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, I think it's I Need You.
It 100% is I Need You.
Yay! All right.
Yeah. Next time we should read the other options. Forgot about that.
Yeah. Ooh, Kayla, this one's hard.
Okay.
So it says, how about this fiery still? So in this picture, it's kind of looks like, it looks like a, if you zoomed in with like a microscope on a Petri dish.
Yeah.
And
and put like yellow like lights on it.
Yellow, orange, and red color pigmentation is on it. And like a light is shining through it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the options for this is Mic Drop Remix, DNA, Serendipity, or Daydream.
I'm going to say Mic Drop Remix because it's just not the other ones. Like, I don't remember this.
It's totally when RM and V are, like, coming into the scene where it goes, like, black and white.
Yeah.
And they're in that big room. I can tell. Yep. It's Mic Drop Remix.
Nice. Okay, the next question is, this leg belongs where?
Yay, I'm getting all the V ones.
And it is a still from Taeyong falling into a pool with his little feet sticking out. And it's like all black background. And you can just see 2 feet and water splashing. So is this mm-hmm. from Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Boy Meets Evil, Run, or Serendipity?
This is definitely from Run.
run. You're correct.
Okay, I really do watch the music videos like religiously.
I know, me too. This next one is like super easy. Are you kidding?
This is super easy. Okay.
Impossible, my ass.
This is actually really easy. Mm-hmm. Although the mic drop one was a little tricky.
A little bit.
But out of all the options, it was like process of elimination.
Right.
But this one is super easy. It says, and where are these shoes from? And you can see, this is totally Yoongi.
Yeah.
You can see his blue jeans. They're ripped. They're folded at the bottom. And he's got his white, I call them the white sugar shoes because I bought a pair of shoes like this.
Yes, you did.
But he's standing on like concrete and there's kind of like water splashed around. So is it from Fire, Not Today, DNA, or Spring Day?
100%. This is from Fire. Like,
Fire.
This is when Yoongi, he's like, I'm going to hop this fucking fence. I'm going to look like a cool ass walking up. Like,
he looks so cute. He looks like he has little freckles.
Oh, he's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bethany. Where?
I know this one.
I know this one, too. Where is this moment from? Okay, it's a black background, and all we get is shoulders from, it's like the back, it's someone's back, but it's their upper torso, like shoulders to waist, and it's like a greenish, tealish suit jacket. So mm-hmm. is this from Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Singularity, Danger, or DNA?
So this is definitely Hobie, and it is from DNA.
Yes, it is from DNA.
Yeah. It's when Hobie turns around at the very end of the music video. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I thought it might have been Taeyong. You know, in that part in the music video where it's like him and Jungkook are like on opposite sides of the planet and it's like flipping around. I thought that might be that part.
Oh, it could have been. But I know that at the very end, you know, he does like the DNA and then he turns around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's what J-Hope is wearing.
Okay. Well, you were right anyways, so.
We were on the same page,
yeah,
DNA.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one. Where are these colors from? So this is like if someone were to take a fog machine mm-hmm. and put a bunch of fog in a room and maybe like swirl the fog around a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but then like, I don't know, spray color in the air. So there's like green, blue, and a reddish pink, and all of the fog slash smoke is kind of colliding.
Yeah, like mixing together.
Mm-hmm. Very aesthetic. So is this from Singularity, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, DNA, or Spring Day? This one's tricky, Kayla.
What we can say right away is it's not from Spring Day because that kind of smoky theme is not in that video at all. It's also not from Singularity because although Singularity had many different like color aesthetic vibes going on, it did not have all those three colors with like smokiness going on at the same time.
No.
So then it's between DNA and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And I could see these colors definitely existed in DNA. But I'm going to go with Blood, Sweat, and Tears because the colors remind me of the Japanese Blood, Sweat, and Tears music video so much. Like,
yes,
and
yes.
Like, you know how it's so trippy and like everything kind of blends together. And also it reminds me of in the Korean Blood, Sweat, and Tears music video where Namjoon is like smoking like that mm-hmm. smoke. So I'm going to say Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
It is Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Hell
and
yeah.
I do not know if it is from the Japanese version, but I think it might be because the Japanese version of Blood, Sweat, and Tears is so trippy. Mm-hmm. And all of those kind of psychedelic colors really come through.
Yeah.
And I love, love the Japanese version of Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Me too.
The music video, at least. And I love it because Taeyang, he is like a total, he gives off psychopath vibes. Like, he like, I love it.
You guys, Bethany, can I just share this?
Fine, but I'm not sharing the fan fiction.
Bethany's writing a fan fiction right now. She was like, I'm not a writer. I don't know why I'm writing this fan fiction, but she's writing like a Taeyang psychopath, like serial killer fan fiction.
I know. I'm really struggling with it, but I stayed up till almost 3 a.m. last night, and I should not have stayed up till 3 a.m. last night because I got so into it. I was like, oh, this is like, I was just doing character development. I'm struggling with it, though, and I'm not going to share it. Sorry, guys.
Say that now.
Unless it ends up being amazing, it won't. So please do not get your hopes up. I'm just writing it for me because I've had this idea for, I mean, Kayla, how long have I had this idea?
Months.
Forever. I'm like, you know what? I've looked up so many Tae Cook psycho fan fictions, and none of them are exactly how I want it to be. Like, the idea that I have is not any of them. So I'm like, you know what? I just have to write it myself and see how it develops because I just need to read it.
Yeah, I can't wait till you're finished so I can read it. And then, I don't know, maybe I can convince you when we reach 200 reviews on iTunes to release it to the public.
No, I will not have it done by then. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you guys, we're at 140 reviews on iTunes, which is fucking insane.
Thank you to all the haters. We got so many fucking downloads.
I know, right? The one thing that I can say about getting all that hate was that we've gained, like, 20 more followers on Twitter. And, like, I mean, more people are finding us, which is cool. But, like, yeah, so you guys remember when we get to 200 reviews on iTunes, we're gonna do something. You guys are gonna get to vote what we do, like what episode we talk about. Anyways,
if my fiction is available at that time, maybe it would be an option, but I doubt it will be. Okay, moving on.
Okay, next question. Which video has a quick spin cycle? So
this is so easy.
It's so fucking easy. The photo that's provided is like three generic laundromat stainless steel washing machines. So is this from Not Today, DNA, Mic Drop Remix, or Spring Day?
It's definitely Spring Day.
Duh. Does
this really say impossible quiz?
Yeah, it really does. Why do those washing machines like really fit the aesthetic of Spring Day though?
I know, they really do.
Like just like that feeling of being in like this perpetual cycle. That's what Spring Day is. Ugh, BTS is so fucking deep.
Wow, I did not even think of that, but that's amazing. I swear sometimes I have a deep thought process, but I did not even, no, that never crossed my mind, but that's amazing.
Okay, next question. Okay.
So where's this universe from?
Mm-hmm.
So this is like, there is some sort of planet/star,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pretty sure you can see a body within this like sun star thing,
mm-hmm.
and coming off of it is very aesthetic colors again, like a teal and a red and a purple, and you're in a galaxy basically. So is this from DNA, Singularity, Serendipity, or Daydream?
You know, this might be difficult for me if this wasn't my fucking bias and like like one of my most favorite songs, because the body,
well, you can definitely,
the body that's floating is definitely Park Jimin.
It's Park motherfucking Jimin.
It is. So this is Serendipity.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my god, this question. The question just says, "What about this one?" And
what about this still?
Yeah, this like screenshot from the music video. It is literally dirt on the ground. It's just dirt, blurry dirt. There's some rocks and like footsteps, like it's been disturbed. So
Kayla, your descriptions are so amazing.
Thank you. I'm a wordsmith.
You really are.
So is this
why I should not write fan fictions? Because I'm not.
So is I'm this sweating. Is this from Save Me, Not Today, Spring Day, or Epilogue, Young Forever?
This is definitely Save Me.
Duh.
And it's because it's got that filter on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's got this like bluish hue filter.
I mean, but does any other of their music videos have like dirt? Like
Not Today.
Oh, I guess. I mean, but they're like in a but they're like in a quarry. It's not like it's not okay. like muddy dirt in Not Today.
That's true. That's true. It was really easy.
Plus, I just always think about in the background video, like the behind the scenes video for the filming of Save Me, where they have one cameraman and all the members who aren't like performing at that time in the video have to like run around in a line behind the cameraman so they don't get in the shot.
It's so cute.
It's so funny.
So this next one, mm-hmm. I love this one.
Yeah.
And so the question says, in what video does this hand come from? And so it's someone's hand, and it's on a...
No shit.
I think it might be Jin's hand, but I have no idea. I'm not giving away hints. But this member is holding a round door handle,
mm-hmm.
A doorknob,
yep.
And they have kind of like a blackish long sleeve suit kind of thing. And they also have a silver linked chain bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they're about to open a door. So is this from No More Dream, Danger, Just One Day, or Boy in Love?
If it were No More Dream, then the chain would have to be like a tacky gold color. So it's not that. It's not Danger.
It's also a very well-lit room.
Yeah, very. And the hand is like, it looks like it's really gripping that doorknob. Like,
oh, it is. Like, they are opening that fucking door.
There's some angst behind this, you know, door opening. So I'm going to say Boy in Love because it just looks like angst. The Boy in Love music video.
It is Boy in Love.
Of course
I think
it
that
is.
Might be Jin's hand.
It looks like Jin's hand. What? Yeah. We got 10 out of what? 10 correct. Jin? It's Jin. We got at the end of this quiz, we got a gif of Jin going, what?
Yes.
We
got 10 out of 10. Good job, Kayla.
Hell yeah. Virtual high five.
Virtual.
It says, okay, we don't know how you did this, but we're thrilled for you. No one can question your dedication to BTS. You hear that, haters? You hear that?
They're not listening.
They're not. Okay, on to
What's
the next
one.
What is it?
Okay, so that one was actually really easy, I felt like.
Yeah, that was easy. That was fun, though.
Yeah, that was fun. This one looks like it might be a little bit harder.
I think so. When I was finding these, I kind of like scrolled through a little bit without answering the questions, and I think this one is going to be difficult.
This one has dates, so that freaks
yeah,
me out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know dates.
Okay, so this one is from playbuzz.com, and it's just titled BTS Trivia. And the person said, this is a trivia to see if you really know BTS. Sorry if it is not good. I spent forever making this. Created by BTS Trash. So, BTS Trash, I'm sure it's good. Okay, let's do this.
All right.
Okay.
You, me, who?
I'll go. Question number one. What day did BTS release Epilogue Young Forever? September 12th, 2012, August 10th, 2015, October 10th, 2013, or April 19th, 2016?
Okay. So I can eliminate two for sure because mm-hmm. 2012, they had not even debuted.
Right.
October 10th, 2013, they had just debuted.
Way too early.
So I'm between 2015 and 2016.
2016 was Wings.
The end of 2016 was Wings. Beginning of 2017 was
their.
Yeah. Beginning of 2017 is when they went on tour, which was around, I think, February or March.
Well, we know that 2015 was like the HYYH eras,
yeah.
Which is like when.
But the Young Forever was like mm-hmm. their like additional. They have like HYYH Part 1, Part 2,
right.
And then they had like their Young Forever after that, right?
Right. So the question,
like with the hot air balloon.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, did they put that out in the same year as the Most Beautiful Moment in Life, or the following year? Well, this is your question to answer, so.
My gut is telling me April 19th, 2016, purely because Wings does come after this. And, like, they had to have had comeback stages and things like that before. Mm-hmm. So, well, I'm going to say April 19th, 2016.
Let's see. Yes!
You're right! See, I've been practicing testing for so fucking long. I bet.
Your power of deduction is, like, on point.
Thank you. Okay, so next question. Mm-hmm. What does ARMY mean? So is it adorable representative MC for youth, awesome representative mainly for you, ARMY, or awesome representative MC for youth?
It's adorable representative MC for youth.
Yes, it totally is.
Yeah. Easy.
I think it makes BTS cringe.
I don't even like...
They're like, why?
I don't ever even think of, like, the meaning of the acronym. I just think of us as, like, a true army, like, fighting for BTS.
Uh-huh. I know that... I'm pretty sure Ellen, back when they came for the AMAs, mm-hmm. Ellen asked what army meant or what it stood for. Mm-hmm. And RM totally ignored the question. Like, he, like... answered it in a way where he didn't actually say adorable representative MC for you.
Mm-hmm. If you notice in any interview in like America, RM is really, really good at just like swatting like unnecessary questions away. Like,
I know he is.
Like, are you guys dating anybody? Who's your crush? He's just like, fuck off.
Really?
Okay. Question three. What does BTS mean? And I'm going to say that technically none of these answers are correct, but here's your options. Bangtan Boys, Boys to School, Big Tough Students, or Behind the Scenes.
Yeah, none of these are right. It's Bangtan Sorydan, so...
I mean...
Big Tough Students is a no.
No.
Boys to School is a no. Behind the Scenes is a no, because I think they ended up saying it's Beyond the Scenes is what they said, like, in America, and might potentially be considered beyond the scenes.
Yeah, but not behind the scene.
No. So I'm going to say Bangtan Boys, obviously.
Yep. You're right.
Yay.
Technically, okay. It means Bulletproof Boy Scouts, which I think we all know.
Bulletproof Boy Scouts, Bangtan Sorydan, yeah. Mm. Kayla, I hope you know the answer to this question because I told you this one time and you didn't know it.
I feel like you, okay, like, I remember you, I was hoping that you would have to answer this question because you know Jungkook better.
Yeah, so this question asked, what was going to be Jungkook's stage name? Zero, Link, Baby G, or Seagull?
Okay, so I feel like it's not Baby G. I don't know where that would even come from.
Baby Gook.
I guess, but like he's going to grow up. So I don't think, I mean, I know that he said in an interview that like his other name would be like something Seagull, like Justin Seagull or something.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was an option for a stage name. So I'm between Zero and Link. And this is really hard because I could see it being either one. I don't know. All I think about when I hear Link is Legend of Zelda. So I'm like, what the fuck? But like Zero, like why would you? I don't know. Zero. I'm going to say Zero. No.
It's Seagull.
What the fuck?
Where else do you think he got that from?
That's where he got it from?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't really know all about it. But honestly, if his stage name was Zero or Link, that would be really hot. He would fit those names.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, he would fit those names.
Yeah.
Seagull. That's not it. Okay. I'm glad his stage name is just his name.
I really don't know about this question, because Seagull... I know, like, they say Justin Seagull, but I thought
I thought he was just kind of, like, joking around in that interview. I don't know.
I have no idea. But Baby G, that's cute. No, but that would not be a stage name, I feel like. But Zero or Link would be really hot.
Yeah, I could totally see Jungkook being Link.
Mm, yeah.
Mm, okay. Bethany, this is an easy question for you. Question five. What musical instrument did V play for 3 years? Was it the piano, drum, saxophone, or violin?
That's the saxophone.
Duh.
Yeah. Easy. Oh, Kayla. Mm-hmm. Shit. Good luck with this question.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I do not. You guys. Oh, I'm about to be exposed.
Kayla, should we mention it now? Kayla does not listen to really any other K-pop groups.
No, I don't.
Except for BTS.
I don't.
Which is totally okay. I listen to other K-pop groups just purely because I have friends who are into other K-pop groups.
Mm-hmm.
But BTS is my number one. And really, it's the only one I follow and really, really care about.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of a K-pop question. So, what girl group did Jimin, J-Hope, and Jin want to be close friends with? Was it Twice, Red Velvet, Blackpink, or I think SNSD?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's like Girls' Generation. I don't even know. That wouldn't make no sense, but SNSD.
Okay. Can you give me a hint?
Yes, I will give you a hint.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do know this one, because I like three of these groups. It's not SNSD. I know that.
Well, I was going to rule that out because I've never even heard of them. I feel like...
I don't think it's... I'll just give you... How much of a hint do you want?
I want to either say Twice or Red Velvet, but I may be just completely wrong.
It's not Twice. There's no way it's Twice because I feel like Twice wasn't really around when they had kind of debuted.
Oh.
And I feel like... I could be totally wrong. Twice is super, super popular, but...
So between Blackpink and Red Velvet, who's been around longer? I feel like Blackpink has been around for a while. Well, I gotta make a decision, so I'm just gonna...
I'm pretty sure Red Velvet's been around a long
time. I'm just gonna say Red Velvet. Let's see. Yeah, got it right.
Yeah, it's Red Velvet.
Totally
yeah.
guessed.
I love Red Velvet. I love Twice, too, and I love Blackpink as well. Red Velvet. I'm really, really into Red Velvet right now. And they've been around for a while, and they just released, like, Bad Boy, and I think they're having another comeback. And Blackpink is really cool, too. They just had a comeback, too. But
mm-hmm.
And I love Twice. But Red Velvet, I feel like that would just be a group that BTS would be like, yeah,
yeah.
I'm into that.
Okay. Question seven. Which girl does Jungkook want to be close with? IU, Lisa, Zuyu, or Soonmi?
It's IU. I know this one because I think it's just because I love Jungkook and I feel like you aren't really into Jungkook as much. He gets super nervous whenever he's around IU. Like, he has a huge crush on her. A huge crush on her.
I just know he gets super nervous when he's around, like, any girl. Like, that's, like, a stereotype about him. But, like, because I'm not really into other groups, like, if he were nervous around a girl, I wouldn't know, like, who she is or what she's from.
Oh, yeah. And whenever she gives speeches, he listens very intently, and he really, really likes her.
Mm.
Zuyu is from Twice, Lisa's from Blackpink, and Soonmi is a solo artist.
Okay.
Okay. Kayla.
Yeah.
BTS. Mm. Their YouTube channel, Bangtan TV, was created on what day? Fuck. Okay. August 11th, 2013. October 13th, 2015, September 8th, 2016, or December 16th, 2012?
Okay, I mean, obviously it's going to be either December 16th, 2012 or August 11th, 2013. Like, I don't know. I know that they have a ton of, like, pre-debut videos and, like, kind of, like, practice videos up, like, before they debuted, so I'm not sure if it was live, like, all the way back in, like, December, almost a year before. That seems, like, so far. So I'm gonna say August 11th, 2013. No! I should have gone with my first gut answer.
So it was December 16th, 2012.
Yeah.
I guess this is purely because, I mean, you were on the right track. I mean, they had these pre-debut videos, these video logs that they did.
Mm-hmm.
So they must have had Bangtan TV way back then, and that's where they uploaded it to. Mm. But I didn't really know on this one.
Yeah.
Because The only thing that was making me think it would be 2012 was just because V Live, I'm pretty sure, was not a thing yet. So I was like, what would they have possibly uploaded it to? Yeah,
that's true.
But that's, I mean, I... August 11th, 2013 is a really good guess. That's a hard question.
Mm-hmm. And now, now you get the fucking probably easiest question. Who was born on September 1st, 1997? Jungkook, Taeyang, Suga, or Jimin?
Jungkook.
Jungkook. Yeah, of course it
Baby
is.
Baby boy.
Of course.
Okay. this is the easiest question. This is the easiest question.
Fuck yeah, finally. Okay. An easy one.
You got some hard ones. How many members are in the group?
Oh, God.
Seven,
I don't know.
10, 5, or 8?
This is really hard, you guys. I have no idea. I think I need to count. It's 7.
7, Come on.
Okay. Bethany, what day did BTS debut on? July 12th, 2012. January 1st, 2012. June 13th, 2013, or October 31st, 2013?
June 13th, 2013.
Yes!
Yeah, I knew that was...
I mean, that was easy.
Easy
we all know that, yeah.
Oh, fuck, this one's... What? Okay. Kayla.
Yeah.
Whose lucky number is 3?
Mm-hmm.
RM,
mm-hmm.
Suga, J-Hope, or Jin?
So, I have, like, a gut feeling about this, and I feel like it's Suga, and I only say that because a long, 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 like, months ago, like, long time ago, I started research on, like, a Yoongi episode, and I feel like one of the bits of information that I found is that his, like, lucky number or favorite number is 3. So, I'm gonna say Suga.
It's Suga.
Hell yeah.
I would not have known that one. At all.
I know some stuff.
I don't even know Taeyang's lucky number, so.
I know Jungkook's lucky number.
What is it?
3 and 1.
Really?
Yeah.
See,
I bet Taeyang would choose like 7 as his lucky number because there's 7 members in BTS.
Probably. Or Jimin. Okay.
Bethany, who is the maknae of the group? Jimin, J-Hope, Jin, or Jungkook?
Jungkook.
Of course. That's an easy question.
Yes. This one is easy too. Kayla, which member came out with the song Awake? RM, V, Jin, or Jimin?
Jin. Of course.
What an amazing song, too.
What an amazing fucking song. That song is so beautiful. I drive in my car with that song just blaring, and I get so in my feels. Like, his voice is so beautiful.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
Like, oh, my God.
Guys, if you haven't seen the live performance in Sydney, Australia, of Jin singing Awake, please go look it up. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Tears.
Okay. Which member... quote, got no jams.
LOL at this question.
LOL. If you guys don't know, last week when we were getting all the hate, a ton of people were calling us No Jams Army, which is apparently an insult because it basically says, oh, you only know like memes about BTS. This is just funny. This is ironic.
Funny.
So which member got no jams? RM, Jin, Jimin, or Jungkook?
Poor Jimin. Jiminy.
Poor Jimin. He got hella jams. What are you talking about?
He does.
Okay. Oh, this fucking question.
LOL. Okay.
It continues.
Kayla. Mm-hmm. Which member came out with the famous quote, you got no jams? RM, J-Hope, Suga, or Jungkook?
RM.
Yeah.
I think this is the last question on this quiz. What role does Suga do? Oh my God, the caption. I'm just going to say, like, each one of these questions has like either like a link to a video clip or like a picture or something. And there's a picture of Suga and the caption says that he's saying, I pooped. Like, what the fuck?
Why? Do you see Jimin in the corner too looking so disapproving?
He's like glaring at him like, what the fuck? Okay. So is he a rapper, only it's spelled W-R-A-P-P-E-R.
That is hilarious. Like a candy rapper.
Like a candy rapper. Is he a dancer, a main vocalist, or a lead rapper spelled correctly?
He's a lead rapper spelled correctly.
You sure that he's not a candy rapper?
I don't know. He is Sugar. That's super lame.
Amazing. Okay, you're right. He's the lead rapper.
Yay.
Okay, so we have gotten, I mean, we got 15 out of 17 correct. Yay.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty damn good for a quote impossible quiz.
Yeah.
All right. So this one is from BuzzFeed because we know BuzzFeed just shits out content.
They do.
So
do you want me to start since you just asked me one?
Yeah, let's do that. But This one is called Hardest BTS Quiz You'll Ever Take. Armies, put your BTS skills to the test and see if you are really their biggest fan.
Okay. So, Kayla, What hair color did Suga have during the Danger era?
Fuck.
Blue? We know this one. Blue, black, red, brown, or silver?
Brown.
I hope you know this one.
Brown? I don't know, because I only focus on Jimin during the Danger era. Is it red? Is it? I feel like it's, I don't know. Is it red? No. I don't know.
Should I? Black? I don't want to tell you.
Tell me.
Chucky.
Red. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. He's totally Chucky during Danger.
Chucky.
Okay. Yeah.
Dermal piercings.
An AU with Yoongi as Chucky with dermal piercings. Black dermal piercings. Okay. Who entered the elevator last in the dope teasers?
What?
Yeah. Get fucked,
there's
Bethany.
There's dope teasers?
Mm-hmm. Was it Suga, J-Hope, Jimin, V, or RM? This is a flat-out guess.
Yo, this is a flat-out guess. I did not even know there were dope teasers. I'm going to have to watch those after this. I don't know. V?
No, it was Jimin.
Oh.
I would not have known.
I didn't even
that.
Know they got in an elevator. Oh, well, ooh. I know this. Okay. It's showing a picture of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this picture is great.
It's a cute picture. Yeah. I love all of them during Dope.
Me
they
too.
All look so cute.
I love Jimin with the red hair and like those big glasses. God damn it.
Yoongi with that bleach blonde hair.
Honestly, I thought Taeyong was my bias when you showed me Dope because he looks so fucking cute in like this
his
little.
His legs.
His legs with the shorts. Like he's in a suit with shorts. It's like major, like, I don't know, anime Sherlock Holmes vibe.
Oh, yeah. And his hair is really brought, like, to the front.
Yeah, and, like, curly. Yeah,
just curly. Oh, my God. He's so cute with a little bow tie. Fuck.
And then, Jungkook is glaring at me right now. Fuck. Okay.
I mean, yeah. Okay. So, Kayla, In what order does RM introduce BTS in No More Dream? Oh, God. I have to say all of these.
Don't say all of. I mean,
do you know it? Guys, there's a list of all of the members listed like one, two, three,
five
four,
times.
Five times.
Don't read all of it. There's two of them. I know that it ends with Jungkook. So there's two options with Jungkook. So you can read those.
Okay. So RM, Jin, Jimin, J-Hope, V, Suga, Jungkook, or Jin, Suga, RM, J-Hope, V, Jimin, Jungkook.
I think it's the first one because I feel like I remember it being Suga, Jungkook, like in
yeah,
the
yeah, Suga, Jungkook. That's exactly how I remembered it. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Totally right.
That's right.
Okay. What color was the pill that they ate in No? Was it green?
Easy.
Yellow and red. Red, blue and green, or purple?
It was definitely red. It was like
for
blood
sure.
Red.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is, like, blood red. Like, it's, like, a like a deep red. Mm.
It looks like one of those blood capsules that you have for, like, Halloween, if you want to, like.
Oh, my God, maybe it is.
It might be. They're low budget back then.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God, I'm terrible. Okay. Kayla, Who does RM take a Polaroid photo of at the gas station in Prologue? Is it Jin and Jimin, Jin and V, Jin and Jungkook, Jin and Suga, or Jin and J-Hope? Obviously, Jin was there.
It's Jin and somebody. Okay, so I remember this because, well, I remember kind of when I did, like, the theory episode, watching all these videos and seeing, like, the picture being taken, and then, like, Jin didn't show up in the picture, but I can't remember if it was J-Hope in the car with him or if it was Suga. But I know that it wasn't Jungkook V or Jimin. Fuck. Man, I'm gonna say Suga. Hell yeah. It was Suga.
Yeah.
Yep.
Look at how cute he is in this picture.
I feel like I remember the picture just from, like, his gummy smile. That's what, like, stuck out in my mind. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bethany, who rides bikes in the War of Hormone music video? Is it Jimin, V, and Jin? Or V, Jin, and Jungkook? Or Jin, Jungkook, and Jimin? Or possibly J-Hope, Jin, and V? Or is it J-Hope, Jimin, and Jin?
It's Jin, Jungkook, and Jimin. And mm-hmm. I know this because their bikes are really, really weird.
Yeah. Like, it's
they're
like
not they're, moving.
Yeah, their tires are, like, not moving, but they're moving. Or, like, yeah. Jungkook's and Jimin's tires move, but Jin's tire Jin's does not doesn't. Move.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Okay. Kayla, mm-hmm. in the Blood, Sweat, and Tears music video, what is on each of their plates in the dining table scene?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, a napkin, turkey, utensils, or an apple?
It's fucking turkey. No, it's not a turkey. I want to say nothing, but it could also be like a napkin, which is essentially nothing as well. Like, I'm like maybe like a folded, decorated napkin, you know, like nice folded placed on top of their plate. It could be that. I know that they have utensils sitting on the sides. They don't have an apple sitting on their plate for sure. So I'm between nothing and a napkin. I feel like it's nothing, but my gut is telling me that it's a napkin. So
I
do you know? I'm going to say
I only know this because I watched a reaction
mm-hmm.
video of someone who doesn't watch BTS, but they kept getting like so many people saying, hey, you should do a BTS reaction video. And he did it for Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and he reacted to this scene.
Mm.
And so I know
is it an
what's
apple?
On their plate.
I'm going to say a napkin. No, it's an apple. Fuck.
It's an apple. I remember this because he's like a comedian. I wish I knew his name. He's mm-hmm. British. He's from the UK. And he's like, are they only having an apple for dinner? Like, he's like, this whole table is like decked out so fancy and they're only eating an apple. And he's like, no wonder they're all so skinny.
Oh, my God. What is surrounding J-Hope in the Young Forever music video? Smoke, water, fire, butterflies, or feathers? This is so obscure.
I feel like I know this one because I tell you, I think I watched the music videos too much. I know this one because I remember seeing it and just thinking it was so aesthetic. Mm-hmm. It's not smoke, water, fire, and it's not butterflies. I'm pretty sure it's feathers because it's very light and subtle.
Mm. You're right. Yeah, it is feathers. Yeah. Wow.
It's really pretty.
Yeah, it makes such a beautiful effect in the video.
So aesthetic. Oh, look at J-Hope in that picture.
Yeah.
God, he's cute.
Okay.
Oh, this one's hard. Who wears headbands in the first You Never Walk Alone group concept photo?
I don't know. Come on.
I will give you a hint. V definitely is wearing a headband.
Supreme. Okay, so the options that have V in it are RM and V, V and Jimin, and V and J-Hope. And I feel like, man.
Have you ever seen Jimin wear a headband?
No, I haven't. So it can't be Jimin. Like, have I ever seen RM wear a headband? Maybe. I know J-Hope is not afraid to put stuff on his head. So I'm going to say V and J-Hope. Nope, fuck. Got it wrong.
The one, okay, but in all honesty, the one that RM is wearing is so subtle in this picture.
Oh, yeah. His bangs cover up most of it.
Yeah. So that's a really hard question. Mm. I only know that V is wearing one in this because this particular photo, I have a V candle that is actually lit right now in front of me, and it's this picture. So I was like, oh, yeah, he's totally wearing a headband. Also, V is always wearing a headband.
Forever.
Forever.
Thank you, Big Hit. Okay, last question on this quiz. Who is seen upside down at the end of the Young Forever music video?
What is with all the Young Forever music video questions?
I mean, maybe they think that this era is, like, underrated.
It probably is. I only watch this music video. I've only seen it a couple times, really.
Mm-hmm. But I love the song. Like, love this song. Okay. Jimin, Jin, RM, V, or Jungkook?
It's not RM and it's not Jin. Mm-hmm. I definitely think it's a Maknae Line member.
Yeah. It could be Jungkook just because, like, he's upside down in Blood, Sweat, and Tears, which is, like, the next era, like, after this. But I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think it's Jimin either. Yeah, it's either V or Jungkook. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll go with Jungkook because I really don't know.
Okay.
Oh, it's V.
It's V.
Aw, cutie. 8 out of 10. That's still pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, and I know we're almost to an hour, but I have a really fun quiz that I think we can just go over.
I really want to do it.
Yeah. So this quiz is not like a trivia quiz, but it's another BuzzFeed quiz that says, which member of BTS are you? It's time to see if you're actually your bias.
I'm not my bias, so
I don't think
I'm sad by that.
I don't know if I am.
All right.
Okay.
Let's play it. Okay. So the first one says, choose a house plant. Mm. So your options are cactus, fern, daisies, orchid, aloe, or one of those fake trees.
I'm gonna do daisies. I love daisies. I have like black-eyed Susans tattooed on my wrist. I love wildflowers and things like that. So I choose daisies.
Yeah. I'm going to choose fern because my car's name is Fern.
Okay, who are you in your friend group? The quiet one, the funny one, the flirty one, the awkward one, the crazy one, or the artistic one? You're the crazy one.
I'm either the crazy one or the awkward one. I feel like I'm more the awkward one.
You're not awkward. Come on.
I say weird shit a lot. I'm a funny awkward, though. I'm not, like, uncomfortable awkward.
Yeah, so you're not... I wouldn't call you the awkward one.
Or I could go crazy route, too, but I'm not insane.
No, you're not. I would say crazy just in, like, that you are so... You're always down for anything, and you're so outgoing and extroverted that you can just, like, you can really do things on a whim, like going through the drive-thru at McDonald's in the middle of the night and asking them if they believe in unicorns and putting an ice cream cone on your forehead.
Yeah. Kayla, I would say you're either the funny one or the artistic one.
I want to be the funny one.
Yeah. I think I might say the awkward one just because I feel like I think of myself more that way.
Mm, okay.
I don't know. Should I put crazy?
I mean...
Am I that crazy?
I mean, I don't think you're crazy as in like, oh, that bitch is crazy. But I think like you're crazy as in like fun.
All right. Which one?
I mean, do you, boo?
I'll just say the awkward one.
You're showing that awkwardness right now, so go ahead.
I really do. Okay.
Okay.
Though it's difficult, choose a favorite song. So the options are Boy in Love, I Need You, War of Hormone, Dope, Run, or No More Dream.
Well, this is not hard for you at all.
No, Boy in Love.
Man, I love No More Dream.
Oh, No More Dream is so good.
But I feel like I Need You. I love I Need You.
I need you, girl.
I'm going to go with I Need You. That's such a good song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And the music videos and the choreography. Fuck. Okay. Mm-hmm. Choose an element. Are you earth, fire, water, or air?
I want to go with earth because I love Avatar The Last Airbender, and I always thought the earthbenders were super cool.
Okay.
So I will go with earth.
I'm going to go with fire because I feel like I'm like a fiery person.
Yeah. I also feel like I'm very set in my ways too. So I guess I could say I'm earth in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not fluttery like air or smooth like water, so.
Yeah. Okay. If you want. Getting deep.
All right. Pick a fruit. Pineapple, watermelon, coconut, mango, banana, or grape.
I'm going to go with mango. That's my favorite fruit.
I'm going to go with coconut because that's one of my favorite flavors.
Mm, okay. Okay. Name this turtle. It's a picture of just a regular pet turtle. Should it be named Kevin, Princess, Cash Money with the S as a dollar sign, Turtle, Poopsie Poo, or Mom? I'm going to go with Kevin. I just love that. I love naming animals like people names.
People names, yeah. I might just go with Turtle. I think.
Cash Money.
Cash Money's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
Which team would you join? Team Swag, which I believe is RM and Jimin.
Mm-hmm.
Team Trouble, which is Yoongi, Jungkook, and Taeyang. Or Team Step Up, which is Jin and J-Hope.
Obviously, I would join Team Swag. Are you kidding me? Namjoon and Jimin? I cannot pass that shit up.
Obviously, I would join Team Trouble, Taehyung plus Yoongi.
Can't go wrong. Okay, which mythical creature is your favorite? A pegasus, centaur, phoenix, dragon, unicorn, or cyclops?
I'm going to go with centaur because I'm a Sagittarius, and then also because I was really into Percy Jackson, like the series of Percy Jackson when I was in middle school, and I just loved centaurs for some reason, so I'm going to go with that.
Pegasus are awesome because they can fly. They're like flying horses.
Yeah, but it reminds me of Hercules.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with unicorn because I fucking love unicorns. I wish they were real.
Okay, so, and finally, choose a vaguely inspirational quote. So, dance through the tornadoes.
Mm.
Always remember you're a beautiful, sparkling butterfly. Dream up things more exciting than confetti itself. Light stuff on fire if you have to. If you fall, just pretend like you meant to.
I wonder who that's for.
Or just keep it up, LOL.
See, now I'm torn because I feel like the option for Jimin would be if you fall, just pretend like you meant to.
Yeah, because he falls all the time and then acts like he's meant to do it.
Right. But I love always remember you're a beautiful sparkling butterfly because sometimes I'm really girly. So I don't know.
Yeah.
If you fall, just pretend like you meant to. Okay, I have my result. You choose.
I'm gonna say just keep it up, LOL, because I've said LOL like 20 times in this episode alone. So. Oh my god, I got V. That is so crazy.
I got Jungkook.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, it says, maybe that's interesting.
I know it is. It says, like BTS's Maknae, you're a precious butterfly. You're hardworking, respectful, and sometimes you get yourself into trouble even though you really didn't mean to. You might seem shy at first, but you can be outgoing and fun when you're excited. Oh my god, that's so me. I'm Jungkook.
That is you.
I'm Jungkook, you guys.
That's so interesting.
I know, because he's like, I mean, I do not mean for him to be at the bottom of my bias list. Like, I'm not trying to ignore him, but maybe now we'll have a special connection.
Yeah, this is what you needed.
Yeah, of course you got Taeyang though.
That is crazy. I really did not think I would get Taeyang. I really didn't. But it says, okay, so it says you got V, like V, you're a little bit of a troublemaker, you love goofing around, you're almost always hyper, and you enjoy teasing people just for kicks.
Aww.
People adore you, and oftentimes let you get away with things that others couldn't. I'm the baby of the family. That is, sure a thing. I also have kind of a baby face, and I do kind of, I don't know. That's cute.
That's adorable.
I'm just so happy I got V. That is crazy. Yeah. I don't know why. I really did not think I would.
Mm. Okay.
Especially like the friend group thing. It was like, oh, he's totally the artistic one and he's totally like the cactus or the aloe, like something like that. But interesting.
Awesome. Okay, so that's kind of like all of the trivia. So I had a ton of fun doing that. Now I'm going to read a special message from a listener who shared her important story with us, and she requested that we share it with you guys. So we're going to call her Jay because she didn't want her full name shared. We had messaged with her back and forth on Facebook, and then like last week sometime, a few weeks ago, she decided to email us. So she said, "Hello, I listened to your podcast about the rap line, and when you guys were talking about Yoongi and his depression and everything he went through that he put into his music, it reminded me of my story and my battle that I'd like to share with you." So she shared with us, she said that up to this point, only her two best friends know this story. But knowing that Yoongi has faced the same issues, she realized that she wasn't alone. So she wanted to share her story so that maybe other people could feel like they're not alone as well. So she says, "It all started in 2009. I was a freshman in high school and everything seemed to be going just fine. Then I realized it was getting worse and worse. Through the next 5 years, I battled with myself. I always thought to myself, I could easily just take a handful of pills and just fall asleep and never wake up. And I wonder how much it would hurt to take a blade and slide it up my wrist. I didn't want to have to deal with life anymore. It got to be too painful for me to even breathe at a steady pace. I wanted to end all of it. I mean, who would even miss me? I thought of doing it so many times, but I could never bring myself to do it. I kept suffering and suffering until one day in 2014. It was February 15th, 2014. I was watching the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia on TV. I came across Team USA versus Team Russia in an ice hockey match, and I decided to watch that. After a little while, I thought that it was such a cool sport. After the Olympics were over, I started watching National Hockey League NHL games on TV and quickly fell in love with the sport. Ever since then, it has been a passion of mine. Not only did I become passionate about it, it literally saved me. I was so happy watching it that I never had the thought of leaving this wonderful life behind again. I started seeing the good in life and I didn't want to leave that sport behind. I'm grateful every day that I decided to watch that one game on TV 4.5 years ago, because if I hadn't, I would not be here today. At the time I needed it most, he, in parentheses Christ, since I'm a Mormon, showed me what I needed in my life, and that was the sport of ice hockey. I've never looked back since then. It's definitely brought me down an interesting path, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's been an amazing journey, and now K-pop has been my life since February 25th, 2018, and I am so much happier in life with BTS being a part of it without them even knowing. I look forward to the day when all of those thoughts completely vanish from my mind, memories, and life." And then she ended it by saying, "If you've read the whole thing, then I'd like to say something in English, Finnish, Swedish, Spanish, French, Czech, and Korean." So I'm going to try to say all of what she said. So she said, "Thank you and I love you. Kitos ya rakastan sinua. Tak oya al sakar dig. Gracias y te amo. Merci et je t'aime. Diku e milue te and kansamida gwa sarane."
Wow.
So much Thank love you. From Jay yeah. to all of you. If any of you are going through the same battle, you're not alone. And thank you, Jay, for sharing your story with us.
Really, thank you, Jay, so much for sharing that with us and with all of the listeners. And I mean, it takes a lot of courage to share a story like that, mm-hmm. but it's really helpful to people who are going through something like this and they feel so alone in it. And so
they know yeah. that it gets better. Yes. It does get better. You know, something will mm-hmm. come along and it'll change everything for you. So, mm-hmm. you know, Jay is a testament to that. We're glad that you're here with us and that you get to stand BTS with us. So anybody out there...
And watch the NHL. Go Blues.
Yeah, right. So anybody out there who's feeling the same way, just know you're not alone. And definitely, if anyone else is feeling the same way and they don't have anyone to talk to, you can reach out to us. Okay. That was, I mean, such a wonderful message from you, Jay. And then we had fun doing the trivia.
Yes. So. Thank you for everyone who's been super supportive over the past week while we've kind of been going through some stuff.
Yeah.
But you guys have all been amazing. We love doing this. This episode was so fun.
Yes. We love you guys. We're so glad.
We're going to keep doing it. Don't worry.
As long as we can. So if you enjoyed this episode, if you've enjoyed any of our other episodes, we would super love and appreciate if you would write us a review on iTunes. Like we said, we're only like 60 reviews away from like that second bonus episode. So you can get us there.
Mm-hmm.
You can contact us at our email at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us, DM, talk with us on Twitter at standingbtspod. We updated our Instagram name just to match everything else. So our Instagram name is Standing BTS Podcast now. So you can follow us on there. Still bringing you the same fangirl content, but just making everything the same. And then you can like our Facebook page, Standing BTS, for weekly updates. And of course, you can find links for all of that, as well as our Patreon and PayPal account, in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.